It's Ask a Pharmacist and Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacies here. Pam, thanks so much.
Hey, Ben. Great to be back. Thanks.
We've got lots more questions to ask you. Here's one. Somebody says, I hear about pharmacists being able to prescribe for minor ailments. They want to know what exactly that means. And is there any examples that you can give?
Yeah, for sure. That's right. We actually do have a large number of minor ailments, also known as common conditions, that we're now able to assess and treat in pharmacy. So a common condition, what that means, is one, it's a condition that can be fairly easily managed with minimal treatment. So these are conditions that don't require blood work or lab tests to assess and are ones that we can manage right here at the pharmacy. So when your pharmacist does do an assessment for a common condition or minor ailment, based on that assessment, they might be recommending some self-care treatments, they might recommend an over-the-counter option, or they may prescribe prescription medications as well. So you're asking about some examples of what we're able to have assessed at the pharmacy. So things like stomach issues, so acid reflux or heartburn, seasonal allergies, dry eyes. We are able to assess and treat mild pain. So things like headaches, muscle pain, joint pain, or menstrual pain. There's things like pink eye, which traditionally, people were getting that over-the-counter polysporin. And sometimes that does work, but we can provide that assessment and prescription medication if needed. Oral thrush. So if you find yourself with thrush or oral ulcers, we can help. We see a lot of people in clinic for skin-related conditions. So eczemas, impetigo, mild acne. We can also give you those medications for cold sores as well. Other things include emergency birth control, smoking cessation. There's a long, long list. So the best thing, when in doubt, give that pharmacy a call and just check in to see if it's something that we can help before you start looking at other options if you're without that family doctor or nurse practitioner.
For sure. It's great to have those options. Another question here, and this is one I think a lot of people, probably have gone through before with the weather being nicer. Even doctors go on holidays. This person says, my doctor's on vacation. Can I get my pharmacist to refill a prescription?
Yes, of course. So pharmacists are able to provide prescription refills on almost all medications. I would say in community pharmacy, there is a common misconception that pharmacists aren't able to renew all medications. For example, medications like narcotics or controlled meds, but that's not right. So while we have different processes to follow in the case of narcotics or controlled medication, we are still able to provide that assessment and continue refills like we do with your other medications. As some listeners may know, we now have in our pharmacy one of the provincial community pharmacy primary care clinics. And so within these style of clinics, it is a little different than just your traditional community pharmacy. So we are within the clinic able to support those assessments for prolonged renewals by ordering blood work without having to, refer you to another provider for that lab work. So, best practice, it's always best to arrange for those prescription refills. When you pick up that last refill, gives you lots of time to make arrangements for an appointment, to have your prescriptions refilled, whether that's, with your doctor or nurse practitioner or at the pharmacy. So just keep in mind that, like physicians and nurse practitioners, most pharmacies do also require an appointment for prescription refills. So make sure you do plan ahead so you're not running short on those medications.
Right on. One more question for this time. Somebody says, I don't have a doctor, but I think I have high blood pressure and my dad had diabetes. Can pharmacists help with managing chronic conditions like diabetes or high blood pressure? You kind of answered that a little earlier, but can you talk about that?
Yeah, Yeah, for sure. It's a great question. And this is, a pharmacist service that is relatively new in Nova Scotia. So not as many listeners may know about it. But the short answer is yes. We are able to manage chronic conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure when you find yourself without that doctor or nurse practitioner. So, just even within the last year, pharmacists within primary care clinics can actually diagnose diabetes and high blood pressure. So, after that diagnosis is made, the pharmacist will, team will work together with you to provide you information on that condition and the medications that that you are already taking or will be taking if it's a new diagnosis. So whether you've had diabetes or high blood pressure for several years, or we're the ones actually diagnosing it here, we'll monitor for any changes, and then along the way can adapt medications if we need to. So reducing doses, increasing doses, adding new treatment is all something that pharmacists within the clinic can do. We'll make sure you that lab work is up to date, that you're on track with your vaccinations. And, we'll also make sure that, non-medical options, like lifestyle changes are suggested and followed. So we can, as part of, you being part of the clinic, to have those conditions, managed, we can do, medication reviews just to make sure that treatment plan is optimized. And then we just, like a physician or practitioner, work together with you to make sure that you're achieving, those health goals. So when necessary, we do collaborate, of course, with other healthcare providers just to make sure you're getting that best care possible. So, and not specific to this listener's question, but for other listeners where this may apply, in addition to diabetes and high blood pressure, pharmacists in these primary care clinics are also able to provide this same type of service for patients living with lung diseases like asthma or COPD. So when in doubt, again, just encourage you to reach out to that primary care clinic if you're wondering if it's something that we can help with.
Amazing. Good to know. Pam, thanks so much.
Not a problem. Thanks, Ben.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.